Good evening. It is 2018. Can you believe it? It's the second day, my first show of the year, and I'm really excited. I just wanted to be with you tonight in a way that just to refocus, reassess, and just like reset, actually, refocus, reassess, and reset. Like my the year, my intention, why I'm on this show, what this show is about. So this is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. It is Tuesday, but it's a special kind of Tuesday because it's Tuesday, 2018. You know, I remember being 5 years old in the playground and saying that by the time we get to the year 2000, there's not going to be any more black people or white people or anybody. We're going to be beige. We're all going to be one color. Sorry, I guess that was the dreams of a five-year-old, of a child looking into the future and hoping that we would all have peace and we'd all be of one accord. But no, that's not the case. We are all the same. We're still black people, still white people, still Asians and all kinds. And we're still here bashing each other and fighting. And, you know, but it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to bash and we don't have to fight. Maybe this is a year that we don't have any violence. Not. Not. Like, I didn't, I genuinely don't read the papers. But every year I sort of listen for, there's a couple of things that I always listen for. The first baby. You know, what time they're born. And I listened for the first gun. So the first baby and the first death, right, is what I normally listen for. Kind of bad. But this year I didn't, you know, I didn't listen for that. But I did hear it anyway. I didn't hear about the first baby, but I did hear about some young kid killing his whole family, you know. But hey, what can I say? You know, it is what it is. So my holidays were really great, really quiet. I made quail, right? I made like quail. That was really, it was just me, right? So I just made some quail, like sat and watched some really good Christmas movies and drunk some Baileys and had a glass of wine and then crashed. Of course, I watched Scrooge with Jim Carrey? I love that show. He's so stupid, right? I love that show. I watched that one. I watched Bad Santa 1 and Bad Santa 2 again because they're like a part. I didn't watch any of the traditional ones, the traditional Christmas. No, I didn't watch that. I like to watch the funny ones that make me laugh. And so then I called a few people, called my family and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then for New Year's, what did I do for New Year's? Pretty much the same thing. And I didn't really go out. I did go on a date, though, which was nice. And I went on a date on Saturday, a brunch. That was nice because I kind of like this man. And then, so maybe my new year, you know, going on a date and stuff is changing my energy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Maybe it's time for some sizzle. I'm looking forward to that. And then I did the big plunge. I did the polar bear plunge in Coney Island. Now, it's one of those things that, you know, we just in the last show was talking about vision boards, right? But it wasn't on my vision board, but it was one of those things that I see every year and I go, God, I'd love to do that. I wonder if I could do that, you know? I wonder if I could brave it because it takes something to actually go to Coney Island, take your clothes off and jump into the water. And of course, I decided that I would go this year. And of course, when I woke up, it said 8 degrees. And I had already said that I was going to do it. And I like to, and I gave it away. Like I shared it with friends that I was going to do it. And so with sharing with friends that I'm going to do it, now you have to be your word. So 8 degrees, it could have been -2 degrees. I still would have done it because I said I was going to do it. And I was really, really afraid. I want to say shout out to Ron Foster, who is an amazing photographer, interior designer, who came with me, didn't take one photograph though, because he was like running around. He didn't take one photograph. He was running around photographing everything except me. Right. And I didn't actually go down the runway thing that they have set up, because we had actually gone to Ruby's. Shout out to Ruby's on Coney Island Boardwalk. Really, really awesome people. We went to Ruby's and we were sitting there. We had some hot tea, and I was drinking tea all morning, hot tea all morning. Right. Don't know why, but I just said, you know, I'm going to drink hot tea all morning. So he had hot chocolate, a Frankfurter. I had hot tea and a Frankfurter. And we just sat there. And then I saw people starting to strip off. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. I can feel it right now. Hey, Vanessa. And so I was like, people are stripping off. Okay, let me take my clothes off. Let me take my clothes off. So I took my hoodie off. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to leave my my sweatpants on, because I went shopping, you know, with the guy I went on a date with. And we bought a sweatsuit, because I never had a sweatsuit. And I figured that was the best thing to wear. So had that, and I took the sweatsuit bottom on, and I had yoga pants underneath them. And then I was like, oh my God, it's coming time for me to take my yoga pants off. And then I had on I've got my big fluffy boots on, and I'm like, oh shit, I got to take my big fluffy boots on and put on flip flops. Right. I had flip flops on. So here I am. I get naked. All I've got is my swimsuit on, a swim cap, and my goggles. Right. And I'm just like nervous. I did a Facebook Live, and I saw where I was nipping at my nails, right? And even though I'm laughing and stuff, I'm like nervous on the inside, but I know I'm going to do it, because I know I have to do it, because I said I'm going to do it. And thank you, Kim Yon. Thank you. That's so nice. You like my accent. Hang out with me for a couple of hours. You'll start to hate it. And so anyway, I'm like, I've got my, and you can feel the Arctic coming into the cold air, coming in through the saloon doors, right? And people are getting naked. There's people dressed as polar bears and people dressed as unicorns and all kinds of shit. And people have these things that they've made, what they're going to take with them into the water. And, you know, because I guess they want to stand out and all this stuff. And so there was these two young guys there, and I'm like, hey, is this your first time? And they're like, no, we've done it 11 times. And I said, you've done it 11 times? What are you, addicted? They said, no, but we do it every year. They got Christmas scarves on and Christmas hats on, and their chests are hanging out, and they've got flip-flops on, which they gave me courage to sort of put my flip-flops on, because I was like scared. So I take off my yoga pants. I got my flip flops on. Just go to the door a little bit. You know, let me just go to the door and sort of like put my body out there, see if I can hang. And I put my body out there, and it's like, it's cold, but I'm like, oh my God, it's, it's not that bad. psych, right? It's not that bad. So I come back in, and I'm like, oh shit, am I really gonna do this? And I said to them, can I do it with you guys? I don't know where Ron is at this time, because he's supposed to be taking pictures, right? Can I do it with you guys? And they were like, sure. So I said, when are you ready? Oh, we're waiting for one guy. And I'm like, you know, the wait, you're prolonging. I'm like, oh my God, they're waiting for somebody else. Maybe I should go by myself like that. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go by myself. Then no, don't go by yourself. My friend will be here. He's just changing in the car, and he'll be right here. So I thought, okay. So I got on. Yeah, I do have pictures, because they did take pictures and they sent me some. I'll put them back on Facebook later. But so the guy says to me, where are you going with all that stuff? And I said, I figured I was going to put it on the beach. He goes, nah, just leave it here. And when we come back, you can get it. It'll be safe like that. And I was like, oh, that's great, because I don't have to lug anything. I could just take my wrap and my towel. And my towel, thank God, is not really a towel. It's a terry shower curtain. You know those terry shower curtains with the, you know, because I was like, I'm not going to take a bath sheet. You know those bath sheet towels? That's too small, right? Because I figured once I wrap myself, my legs are going to be exposed. Everything's going to be cold. I'm like, no, I need a big. So I took the terry. I'm lucky I didn't bring both of them. I just couldn't fit in my backpack. But I took that, and I had this black shawl that I got at what was the concert I went to this year? Adele. I went to an Adele concert, and I had the luxury of being in the VIP area. So she gave us swag. So I took that with me, because it's really thick. She gave us these throw blankets. And so I go out onto the beach and you could feel the snow crunching in the, you know, in the sand. I've never been on the beach with snow, right? And you can feel it crunching and I'm like trying to avoid it, but it's underneath the sand because and my feet, I can feel my little toes are getting like really cold and I'm like, oh shit, my pinky's going to fall off. My pinky toe, oh God, I left it up there because it was that cold, right? And then I had the stuff wrapped around me and I'm like, oh shit, I'm really going to do this I see the water getting closer. And I'm like, run, run. So we run down the beach, jump into the water, plunge. And then the rapids in the water are going really fast, right? It's like, I don't think about it because I'm thinking of, you know, a nice wave going back and forth. No, this thing was going really hard and it was sizzling cold. Right. I say sizzling cold. It was so cold you could hear it. Right. And so I get in there, plunge down, and then all of a sudden it tips me over to the side. I tip over to the side. I got sand in my underwear. Like I got sand in, I got sand now in my bathing suit because I fell on my ass. Right. And I'm trying to get up. And I'm like, oh my God. But in my mind, I'm like, don't panic. Because if you panic, you're going to be in here longer and then you're not going to be able to get up and then you're going to flare. And then I started to remember a friend of mine who said that it was so cold for him last year, and I heard it was like 50 degrees. He said it was so cold for him last year that his knees locked up, right? And I'm like, don't panic, because your knees are going to lock up. Then you're going to be fucked, because you're going to be stuck in the water, right? And then, you know, like they give you these waivers that you have to sign, and you have to register and get your armband and all this kind of stuff. And when you read the waivers, I didn't even want to read it, but I had to read it, because it says, oh, they're not responsible for you to having a heart attack, seizures, or any of that kind of stuff. And I was like so afraid, because I was like, because during the course of the night, funny enough, I kept on thinking, what if I get cold? You know, and I looked at all those pictures. It says your body gets really cold and it has to take all the blood from your extremities and put it into the core part of your body. And then all I could see was this red mass in the core of your body. And I was like, oh, freak, that looks like a heart attack. What if I get a heart attack? And I'm getting all panicky and stuff, like all this stuff is going through my head, right? And I'm like, no, but I must be strong. Anyway, I'll tell you the rest when we get back. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo! What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
So this is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm back with my story about doing the polar bear plunge. So anyway, I'm on the beach and, you know, I'm having all these concerns about my heart exploding and, you know, having all these like illnesses that they say you'll have and that they're not responsible for. And they're not responsible for you. You know, this is a risk that you take on your own, right? And like, I'm pretty healthy other than I have diabetes. And then it says you have something about high blood pressure. So I'm like, whoa. But anyway, I was like, just sign it and shut the hell up. And it was cold when I was actually signing and I got kind of scared because my fingers started to freeze up. But anyway, so now I'm on the beach and I'm thinking about all these things that was in the rider, and I have plunged into this water, like I'm in the water, my skin gets tingly, like really tingly, like ice crystals. It felt like ice crystals going into my skin. And it's like literally when you're in the moment of running down that beach, there is like, it's almost like you have to find that pathway. Like, you know, like the you know, like in what's that movie with where the sea parts, like the red, where Moses, the Ten Commandments were the sea parts, but it wasn't the sea, it was the people parting, because you had to get down there. And literally, I had to get down there, and I wasn't stopping, because I'd have mowed down a granny, right? I'd have mowed down a granny, I would have mowed down a baby, because I had to get down the beach. And if I stopped, I would not have gone in, but I would have, but like in my mind, I would have felt the cold. So I get in there, I plunge myself in, and like I said, I fall over on my butt because of the waves, and then I get like sand in my crotch, and I dip, plunge, fall over, and then I find my balance. My legs didn't lock, like my friend said they were, his legs locked, and I ran back up the beach. And while I was, you know, before I actually did the run, I was talking to people who are polar bears, because it was the polar bear people, members of the clubs, are they're the guards and the safety, and they're the ones that are doing the volunteering and stuff. And there's lots of police and paramedics and all that. And like, I did have my vision of being taken away on a stretcher, you know. And so I spoke to this guy. He said that he was 67 or something, and he's been doing it for 20 years. Now, there's a whole structure and a whole system to this thing, right? There are like 24 dips. To become a member, you have to do 24. There's 24 dips for the year, right? You have to swim. There's 24 swims. You have to swim at least 12 of those. Once you've swum 12 of those, you go in front of, I guess, a board or something, and they vote you in. Once you're voted in, like you have to do a minimum. You can do a minimum. It gets reduced. You can do a minimum of 4. But a lot of these people, you know, keep on going every week. And he says that he's a made bear, right? Like, you know, like a gangster. He's like a made bear, right? And if you go into my Facebook, you can see him. I put a caption, he's a made bear, right? So he's been doing it for a really long time. And so he, I can't remember his name. I think his name was Vinny or something like that. He said that he'd been doing this for about 20 years. And he found that, he says, no science, nothing. But he found that when he actually went and dunked in the water, like say he goes on Sunday, he gets in, they're in there for 20 minutes, but he built up for 20 minutes, right? He's in there for 20 minutes, swimming around, and they go back to some lodge area and they get dressed. And he said he's shivering. Then he wraps himself up, you know, once he's got his clothes on and everything, he gets in his car, he drives home, and he's shivering. And then he gets home, he takes a shower, a long hot shower. Then he wraps himself up and he goes to bed and he sleeps for an hour, right? Because let me tell you, it takes a lot out of you. Like going in that water, you know, I was drinking a lot of hot fluids, but I'm thinking that like with the cold air, because we don't realize that we are using water when we breathe in the cold air to survive, right? So you can get dehydrated. So I'm not like a big water drinker, but that day I drank a lot of warm water, hot tea, and so I wasn't dehydrated. But I can imagine if I had gone in a dehydrated state, got in that water, came out, one, I would have got a headache, right? And then two, I would have been exhausted. By the time I got home, I would just have had a quick shower and then just gone to bed and probably slept for the whole rest of the day, which I got home by 4 o'clock. But in any case, he said that's what he does. And what he's found was that he normally has aches and pains, but because he does this on Sunday, his body feels really good, I guess, because of the circulation. And then he says by Thursday, he feels a little achy again, but it's just in time because he's back in there plunging, right? So it might kick up some kind of something that we don't know about. Yet the circuit, expanding, contracting and circulation and all this. But we've also got to look at most of these Scandinavian, Swiss countries, all of these cold, Iceland, all of these countries, they do a lot of plunging as well. And I spoke to friend of mine, Mads, and he says that you know Mads as well. He says that he used to do that every year or frequently in his country because he's from one of those Scandinavian countries. He's Dutch, I think he is. Yeah. So, it's really, it has its health benefits as well, I imagine. Right. So fortunate for me, I chose the perfect people to run down the beach and do this plunge with, because when I came out of the water, I felt like, ooh, I'm kind of spacey. Don't know where I am. I'm not really good with directions anyway. So I couldn't find my clothes. I'm like, where's my clothes? I couldn't find my clothes, right? And I got this wetsuit on. And this other guy, I spoke to a bunch of people. This other guy said to me, when you go in the water and when you come out, take all your clothes off. Do not stay in the bathing suit. And I said, yeah, you just want to see my naked body, don't you, you freak? He goes, yeah, that too. But like, seriously though, he goes, take your clothes off and dry yourself thoroughly. So I figured out what the hell. I got on the beach and I could feel the cold air just sucking into me. I was getting cold. So I ripped that bathing. I said, sorry guys, I'm going to get naked. And I ripped my bathing suit on and I put that big shower curtain around me, the terry one, wrapped myself up, dried myself vigorously, and then we started the run back to the bar. And so we had to run back to the bar. But now, when we were running down, there was, you know, there's in Coney Island, they have that iron bar fence, like the roll bars. I had to climb over coming down. So now I'm naked underneath the towel. I'm naked underneath the towel, right? And so, it's a big towel, so you can't, tuck it in. Like a towel, you can tuck it in. This one, you can't tuck it in because it's too big, so I'm trying to hold the towel up. Got my naked vagina on this. I always talk about straddling the fence with your naked, your vagina will get, but literally, my vagina was on that pole. It was hysterical. And I just laughed because the thought, came into my head at the time. The guy's like, can I help you? And I'm like, no, don't help me, because if you help me, the towel's going to fall down. So, the coldest part of my body, I would have thought was going to be my hands. No, it was my feet. I didn't have feet. My feet were gone. Completely numb. My toes, I didn't have toes. I just had like big knobs on the end of what looked like feet, because my feet were so cold. I could not feel my toes. If I'd have tripped on the way back, that toe would have probably been left there, right? Because it was that cold. It was like a little icicle bump, right? And so the guy says, oh, don't worry about it. We'll sort that out. I said, I can't feel my feet. Oh my God, this is terrible. I'm diabetic. It's our feet. Our feet get messed up. Right? So he says, don't worry about it. We'll sort it out. So when we got back, he says, come in the kitchen like that. And so we had to lift our feet up. And it was cold. My feet, I had to lift my feet up and put it in the sink. And he had put the perfect amount of hot and cold water together to actually, because if he'd put boiling, I'd have put boiling hot water, scalded my toes that don't have any feel. And I'd been jacked up, right? But he did the right temperature. So I was, my feet were under there for like 2 minutes. Boom. I got my toes back. So then I went and sat down and like, just kind of like, oh my God, I actually did this, and went into like a you know, like a hoopla of how excited I was. It was so exciting. It was like nothing I have ever experienced in my life. And you know, what's good about the experience of it is that in life, we always want to know how things are going to go, right? And we make up all these stories. Oh my God, like me, I'm thinking I'm going to, my heart is going to explode, or my head's going to explode, or I'm going to die of hypothermia or something going into the water. You can't, you know, you think of all the worst things that can happen, right? And I was like, when I came in that water, I was ecstatic. I was excited. I was happy. I did it. I couldn't believe I actually did it. And it was like, I would never have thought that I would have had that kind of an experience with doing that. I mean, I've done a triathlon before. I thought that was a really good experience. I did the run, bike, and the swim. And the only thing I trained for was the swimming. And when I finished a triathlon, I thought I was going to be mashed up. And the truth of the matter, why? Because I didn't train. I only rode the bike a couple of times, right? I did the swim, but I only rode the bike a couple of times. I didn't train. And I could not have experienced, and you know, the experience was I completed it. But doing this, it was like, this is not necessary. It is completely not necessary. And the funny thing about it was that when I was on my way in the morning, I was waiting for my friend Ron in the coffee shop, the young girl in the coffee shop. She goes, where are you going this time of the morning? I says, I'm going to the polar bear plunge. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm going to Coney Island to jump into the water. And she says, please don't go. Please don't go. You're going to die. You're going to die. Feeding into my already, you know, I said, I'm going to go. And she was like, look, it's canceled. They canceled it. Like, and I was like, no, they didn't. She goes, they have. And so the other guy, he was like, there's a lot of traffic on the expressway, the BQO. Don't, you can't go. You can't go. They really did not want me to go because they were that worried, right? I said, oh, you really do love me. But it was amazing. It was, I recommend it. And don't be surprised if I, you know, I've been thinking about going there. Don't be surprised if you see me going there on Sundays and becoming a teddy bear. No, see, I've changed it already. It's a polar bear. I'll be a teddy bear. Anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? I'm your host, Antonia, of the show So Now You Know. Join me as I attempt to satisfy your curiosity. Listen live Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. weekly at talkradio.nyc.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm back. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. So anyway, the bottom line is I'd suggest that you try it on. It's here. It's in New York. They didn't have as many people last year. They had 2,500 people. This year they had, I think, 1,500. Yeah. So I would recommend it. It's just for shits and giggles. It's worth to do. And also to see, like, I realize that I'm a very courageous person. You know, different things have your courage come out. I mean, there's no reason, no purpose for doing this, but it is a risk. It's like, so that's, I'm checking that off my bucket list. So Monica, hi. Donna, hi. Lionel, hi. Kirk, hi. Sylvester, hi. And Rome, hi. Hey, Derek. So now we're going to go into, that was my start of 2018. I would like to know what is in store for you guys for 2018. So if any of you online would like to tell me a little bit about what you have in store, you can send me a message online. You can just type it in and I'll read it. Or you can call me at 877-480-4120. And seriously, don't be shy. You know, come on, have a look. Let's have a banter. And let's talk about your 2018, what you have in store. Well, for me, I'm going to say like what I have in store. You know, many of you know that I am single. And this year, I'm ready to mingle, baby. I am so ready to mingle. And like I met this man that lives across the street from me. Look, I'm getting all kind of girly. So I met this man across the street. And yeah, I'd like to mingle with him, baby. He's hot. Yeah. So I would like to. So yeah, I know you know who you are. So like, yeah, I'm ready to mingle. I've already told you that already. Anyway, you know. So what? Yeah. Who just sent me love hearts? Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what I'd like to do. Mingle. I'd like to mingle. I'd like to be in a relationship. I am now taking on like some responsibilities in my business, in my networking. I'm the president of my BRG group, which is awesome, which is great. And then that started out with a bang too. You know, I got to shift stuff around, but I wasn't looking to shift this around. We don't have a space for tomorrow. So I had to be on the phone today making calls to find a space, but we accomplished that. So that's really good. Yeah. So I'm the president of that group. Hi, Keisha. And on Saturday, I did the big release. What's the big release? No, it's not sexual. The big release was my event that I do for the last two years. I've been doing the big release, and I do it on the 30th of December, and it's to help people to clear out what's not working, to celebrate what worked, and to create the new possibilities for 2018. So big shout out to the people that came to that. We had an awesome and amazing time, and we drank Prosecco because what's life without bubbles? And yeah, so we did that. So come on, Lionel, call me at 877-480-4120 and tell me what you're creating, because you're always up to creating big things. What are you creating for the year? And Donna, and who else do we have on there? If Rome is listening, I'd love to hear what shows you have going on for 2018. What's going on in your jazz world for 2018? I'd love to hear about that too. So what else do I have going on for 2018? I'm, you know, always doing my coaching business. That's growing. That's going really well. And I'm also starting again my calling in the one unapologetically, which is the work of Catherine Woodworth Thomas. I've been doing that for the last 3 years. I took a break from it to revamp it and recreate it. So that's starting up again on, the third Thursday of February. I'm starting that up. So this time around, I'm doing it for everyone, right? I'm doing heterosexual, homosexual. I'm doing all people. So I want men, women, gay, straight, you know, walking, not walking, disability, because I believe that everybody deserves to live life the way they want to call in the partnerships, the relationships, the people, places, and things that they want, and really own the things that they're up to, because life is here for all of us to enjoy. You know, we have this skin bag that we're wearing around, and it's an opportunity to express ourselves. So I want to know what's going on and what's going on. So I invited people to jump in and who's calling? Oh, put Rome on. Hey, Rome.
Hi, Noreen.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I mean, you really put some excitement into my evening this
week. Oh, I'm so thank you.
Polar bear adventure.
My adventure or my crazy?
And on a pole and in the water. And you are amazing.
Well, let me tell you, that pole, it was a sideways pole. It wasn't a pole that I could dance on. I had to straddle that pole, and it wasn't pretty.
I can imagine. But, you know, your enthusiasm and the look that you have on the screen that I'm looking at from my computer, you have blossomed into a lovely being from that cold water.
Oh, why, thank you, darling. Thank you.
It's just taking you to another level. Wherever that guy is, he's going to be very lucky.
Well, I've got pole experience. So, Rome, so how did your 2018 start out for you?
Mine started out quite wonderfully with my family, just sitting around waiting for the ball to drop at home at my son's house, and a little toast and kissing and hugging and that sort of thing. It was quite laid back, I would call it, for a New Year's Eve for me. But it was wonderful just to share with family.
Cool. I had the pleasure of...
I've been doing so much the whole year, so, you know, it's like... You know, it's nice to just chill with family for a while.
That's nice.
A minute.
So everybody was happy? Everybody got the presents they wanted or all that good stuff?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
You know, actually started off with me, I did a voiceover at this at Minton's Playhouse in Harlem.
Oh, you did?
New Year's Eve for their, you know, before they start the show at Minton's, they wanted to do a video promo about what Minton's is all about, and they had me do the voiceover. They had called me in New Year's Eve to do the voiceover that afternoon. And while we're doing the voiceover, the guy that does the booking, after we finish, he says, "Okay, guys, I'll see y'all all at Coney Island." I said, "Coney Island? What's Coney Island?" "Yeah, I'm going to do the polar bear challenge." "Yeah, me too. I'm going to go too." He said, yeah, all right, man, all right. I said, no, not me. But this cat was actually going to do it.
Right.
He's from Argentina.
Right.
I forgot his name, but he was out there with you.
It was great. Let me tell you. I recommend you do it. I recommend you do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be one of your plunge mates next year.
That's right. We should get a plunge posse.
Yeah.
Get a plunge posse together and we should just all go out there and just do it. It would be awesome.
If you can do it, I know I can do it.
Of course you can do it. Of course you can do it. You know, it's so great. So what else is going on what do you got going on for your tooth? I imagine you're going to be at Minton's doing your event that we taught when we drove home that night.
Yes, It's going to happen. I'm going to eventually, I was talking to the booking man, so eventually I'll be singing there, and then on top of that, I will also be getting my production of Monk, my one-man show, Got Thelonious Monk, in that space also.
Right.
Because that's the house where Monk was the house piano, so that's going to be quite wonderful. We talked about that also.
Right.
But this Saturday, I have Banana Pudding Jazz at the New Week in Polish Cafe, my once-a-month event, the first Saturday of every month. It's supposed to be the coldest day of the year, of this year's start. But it's okay for polar bears to come out, I'm sure. So that's going to be at 9:30 at the New Week in Polish Cafe. And I'm going to be featuring two, I call them, mobtastic ladies of jazz. Mm-hmm. One is a young piano player. Her name is Leonike Shubu. She's 15 years old. We'll be 16th on January 16th. And she plays piano like one of the pros, or some of the pros that are out there right now, jazz pros that are out there right now.
Actually, this is the day after my birthday.
What?
My birthday is on the 15th.
Oh, wow.
I'll be five again.
You need to come on down that night and celebrate your birthday also. I'm going to make a big banana pudding birthday for you with golden candles and the whole nine yards.
I think I'm going to be having a party. I'll let you know either way, though.
I'm talking about the 6th, this coming Saturday. That's when we're going to
Oh, this Saturday?
This Saturday, Banana Pudding Jazz at the New Week in Polish Cafe.
What time? Tell people what time.
It starts at 9:30, and we go to 1:30. We have an open mic also, some great performers that are going to be performing. Leoneke, she'll be on the piano, but I have a fantastic drummer by the name of Taylor Moore, another lovely young lady who's going to be blowing them away with the drumming that she does, and a great bass player, and people are going to come down to the open mic. It's going to be a great night at the New York and Poets Cafe, 236 East 36th Street.
Awesome.
236 East 3rd Street on the Lower East Side between B and C Avenues.
Cool.
Again, that's the New York and Poets Cafe. But the big thing that I'm going to be doing this coming year is my big concert at Emmanuel Baptist Church.
Oh, nice. I'll be the I used to go to that church.
Vocalist, and I'll be with a quartet, and it's the Jazz Vespers that they do there on February 11th.
Okay.
And I would definitely want you to be in the house for that. It's right in the neighborhood.
It's right in the neighborhood.
I can
do that.
St. James and
I can definitely do that. Let me ask you.
This church, it holds about 1,000 people, so I want to pack the house.
So let me ask you one question. Standing in 2019, what would you, just give me one thing that you would like, and I'm talking to all of you, I'm not just talking to Roan, one thing that you would like to accomplish or one experience that you would like to accomplish that you've accomplished in 2018 that you will have accomplished for 2019? By 2019.
I think I'm going to have a feature part in a major motion picture.
So a feature part in a major motion picture.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Rome, for calling in.
It's my pleasure. And thank you for this show, and thank you for your inspiration.
Thank you so
much.
Your talk
about what you went through on Sunday was very inspiring, and it truly brings a new light to who you are, the butt naked. Moving in the water, freezing.
A butt naked polar bear.
Yes. Love you, girl.
Love you too. Thank you so much. I will. All right. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And we are in 2018. And the question is, what is it that you're creating? Or what do you want to see? Standing in December 31st, which is I always give my clients this question. Standing in December 31st, 2018, What do you want to have accomplished? So you can call in at 877-480-4120 and let's mash it up with that. And we're on, Ken's on the line.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Honey Bun. How are you?
I am a big fan. You know that.
I know that. So what are you creating for 2018, my brother?
For 2018?
Yes.
I am kicking fear and self-doubt to the curb.
Awesome.
And I am embracing courage and strength and new things.
And with courage, strength, and new things, what will
you... and exploring some other talents that I have, you know, that I've always had. You know, I do some singing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a classically trained singer, and I do it for the church.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so this year I'd like to explore into some other genres.
Uh-huh.
And standing in 2018, at the end of 2018, on December 31st, what I want to have done is performed with a live jump band, at least an 18 to 20 piece full orchestra.
And that's and like, is that like the Frank Sinatra stuff that you do?
Genre.
The standards? The standards? Hello, Ken, is that like doing the standards?
Yep, so that it could be, you know, my favorite piece is Luck Be a Lady.
Do a little bit for me right now, brother. Do a little bit for me. Go ahead. Luck Be a Lady tonight. Go ahead, Ken, take it away.
Oh, you want me to do it now?
That's right. I want you to step into it. Do it now.
Okay, you got it. You ready?
Yes.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way.
I do.
Running out.
Thank you so much, Ken. That was awesome. That was awesome. So it is done. It is done.
So, Noreen, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. You know, I had a great time yesterday. I'm having a great time. I plan to have a really incredible, amazing 2018. And just, I'm like standing in that 2018 is the template for the rest of my life.
Right.
And that's the game I'm playing.
Only here for about, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, but I can't tell you how positive it is just to hear your voice for 5 minutes.
Aw, thank you.
And wonderful that is. I really mean that.
Thank you so much. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You have a terrific show.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, right?
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. So who's going to be calling in next? So Ken wants to have a big band. He wants to do the standards. We got a lot of, like, you know, the callers today are like the entertainer people, right? They got the jazz and now we got the standards. Who are we going to have next? Who's going to call in at 877-480? Who? Priya. Priya is watching. Let's have Priya call in and have her tell me what she's creating for 2018, because Priya is a rock star and I know she's creating a lot of things. So come on, Priya, dial that number, 877-480-4120. We know you're up to some stuff. I'm sweating like a bandit. Yeah, so 2018, what is it? It's like, I think it's going to be like an awesome year. I feel it, you know, I feel like a really, like I'm a Capricorn and I think they said all the planets are in alignment with me and there's a lot of power going on and a lot of stuff. I'm not really up on that stuff, but I listened to this one lady on YouTube. I don't remember her name, but she does a really good, astrology, and she makes it very clear for people that are not familiar with astrology. She just talks it out very clear. I'll put her in my feed on Facebook so that you guys can, know who I'm talking about, because I can't remember her name. But, she's really, really good. And I just want to make a shout out to Mara. Mara, we missed you, but I love you nonetheless. Don't hide out. We can see each other in the coffee shop. Gail Campbell just came in. Hi, Gail. How are you? Give us a call at 877-480-4120 and let us know what you are creating for 2018. I have a slight anticipation. I want to say 2017 because I've been saying it for 365 days. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get accustomed to. And I'm probably going to have to wear out January saying Happy New Year to everyone. My friends will be like, Noreen, it's the 15th. You can give it up now. It's like, no, it's not complete. It's not the new year until January is over. And so January 15th is my birthday. I celebrate it with Martin Luther King. And I'm always very proud of that. Martin Luther King is one of my big idols and has been an idol of mine since I was like 15. And I did his High of a Dream speech as one of my exams for school. And like, so it's his birthday. It's my birthday. I never work on that day. And I'm going to have a party. I'm trying to decide whether I should do it on the 13th or I should do it like wait until because some friends of mine are not available until February. I'm like until February. So I might put it off a little bit, but I'm going to be doing a fake nose party. Yes. I like to do theme parties. I like to, create a party where it's a theme. The last party I had, which was a while ago, it was a moustache party. Everybody had to wear a moustache. I don't care what kind of moustache you wore. My friend Ruth, who's usually here, Ruth created a moustache out of cassette tape. Right. Some people just created moustaches out of paper. I had a bunch of moustaches, but everybody came, wore a moustache, and it was a fun party. This time I'm having a fake nose party. So they're going to have to go to the party shop and buy a fake nose or draw on a nose or make a nose, but one must come with a fake nose. And I always have these kinds of parties because I feel like it gives people an opportunity to just play and have some fun. You don't have to be so significant at the party. You don't have to show up trying to be cool. You know, like for me, it's like, you know, it's a waste of time trying to be cool. You miss out if you're trying to be cool. Just come, have a good time, put your fake nose on and just get engaged. And so I like to have those kinds of parties. And also when I go have a party, I like to introduce everybody to everyone. I have this game that I play that as soon as you walk through the door, I go, "Hi, Sam! Sam, meet da, 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 da." Meet all the people in the room. So at the end of the night, everybody's connected. Everybody knows everyone. People are sharing and networking. It's awesome. That's the kind of parties I like to throw. So I'm going to be doing that. And what else is going to be going on? Yes, I should be in a yummy, yummy relationship. That's what I'm creating. And what else? Business is going to be great. I'm just doing it up this year. I am like putting it out there in the ozone on loudspeaker. My vision board is the world. That's what I'm creating. I'm like, you know, I'm stepping into the unknown. Where's Priya? I'm stepping into the unknown. You know, I'm facing all the concerns and fears that are out there. I'm going to be living my life my way. And I request and recommend that we all live our life our way, because no one else is coming to help us live our lives. No one has our playbook. We create our own playbook, right? And we have to have that playbook, which is ours. And it's created, like I said, life is created moment by moment. Yes, we want the big bands. And yes, we want, you know, I want to have a luscious, yummy relationship. And it's a moment by moment. It's not one chunk. It's like eat the rat. You can't eat the rat a whole bite at a time. You have to eat it a little bit at a time. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat life a little bit at a time and enjoy it. And just, I'm just so excited. I'm very excited. And I hope you're as excited as I am. Hi, Elisa. So on that note, we are almost at the top of our show. And if you are brave enough, you can call in at 877-480-4120 and just throw out quickly what you're creating for the new year. And if not, all I can say is that I Love you guys. I appreciated all the people that have listened to my show. The last stats we had for my little show was like 11,000 viewers, 11,000 listeners, replays listening, which for me is a huge deal. I mean, it's huge. And then we had like 300. I went from 200 to 300 listeners online. And I'm really, really proud of that. And also I'm doing a, it's so funny because today I was walking down the street going to get sneakers with my little friend who lives upstairs, who begged me to come with her to get sneakers, Sophia. And so, a neighbor of mine said, stopped me in the street. She says, oh, you have a radio show. And I was like, wow, all the way in Brooklyn. And she knows that I have a radio show. So I just want to thank you guys. I really just want to like thank you from my heart to your heart, from the bottom of my heart, from the tips of my cold feet, cold toes on doing that plunge on Sunday. Thank you for just granting me being. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to do this show and giving me, paying me homage, because I pay you homage back. So on that note, thank you. Good night. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. Bye. Bye. Jazz hands.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? I'm your host, Antonia, of the show So Now You Know. Join me as I attempt to satisfy your curiosity. Listen live Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. weekly at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.